This is Emily.
I need to speak with Gina, please.
Yeah, may I ask who's calling?
This is Mr. Mercer.
Mr. Mercer?
Mercer, uh-huh, M-E-R-C-E-R.
May I ask with what product are you with?
No, ma'am, I'm not with a product. I had my stepdaughter was down there and got some nails put on, and we had a problem. I needed to talk to her about it.
Okay, just a minute.
I ain't selling nothing. Except maybe an ass whooping.
Help you.
Yes, ma'am. My name is R.D. Mercer. Listen, my little stepdaughter, Latisha, was in there and got some of your fake nails put on here a while back.
What's her name?
Latisha.
No, it wasn't here.
Was so?
No, it wasn't.
Abso-god-dang-lutely it was. She don't get her nails put on except anywhere from down there is where she done it.
What is her full name?
Latisha Mercer.
Latisha Mercer.
Yes, sir.
No, I'm a ma'am.
I know that. I'm a little tore up because we got a dog that's got a problem right now. She was mixing some gravy train up this morning, and her thumbnail come off, and she didn't know it till the dog ate it. And about 45 minutes later, he was moaning and whining like he was trying to pass a hot razor blade or something. And we took him down to the vet, ma'am, and he had to the vet said he had to have emergency surgery. That's where I'm calling you from.
I don't think so, sir.
I think so.
I don't think so.
I'm sitting down here in the vet's office with a sick dog that's being operated on right now, and I ain't got no idea what it's going to cost.
There's nothing I can do for you.
What you're going to do is just pay the bill.
What's the nail tech's name that did her nail?
Huh?
What's the nail tech's name that did her nail?
I don't have no idea, ma'am. All I know is we got a dog that's on the operating table right now.
I'm sorry, sir, but there's no client by that name that comes in here, and I keep a record on all clients.
Well, you must have got your paperwork screwed up,
because
she gets her nails put on there.
No, I do not, sir. There's a lot of nail places in this area, and this is not where your daughter came.
How about I just send my wife, Sharon Jean, down there to put an ass-whooping on all y'all?
You know what? If you want to come down here, I will call the cops and...
I ain't going to come down there. I ain't whooping a woman's ass, but my wife is pretty tore up about it.
Well, your daughter did not come here, sir.
Yes, ma'am. She had done it.
No, she did not.
Uh-huh. And we're going to have that dog...
How old is she?
Huh?
How old is your daughter?
It ain't none of your daggum business. What you need to know is that we're coming down there in about 30, 45 minutes when the dog gets done with the surgery with a bill, and y'all's going to pay it or she's going to whoop your ass. And
what?
I don't know. We had him cut one time when he wouldn't leave a kid's swing set alone, and that cost us about $150, so I'm sure this is going to be more than that.
I don't know who your daughter is.
How big a gal are you?
Pretty good size, sir. But
you're going to need to be.
If you want to handle this on a professional level, I'll just call the Summit County Sheriff's Department.
She's just lucky she weren't a nose picker. I tell you what, you need to make a check out to a doctor. It's a vet down here, Dr. Ronnie Fox.
It's not going to happen.
DVM.
No, I'm not doing it because I do not know who your daughter is, and that is not my fault that your dog swallowed one of her nails that popped off, and you're having surgery. If you want to contact your lawyer, you can do so.
Well, I thought we might get by with maybe just some mineral oil, maybe, or one of them enemas or something, but the vet said he needed to operate, thought he did perforated his colon down there.
You can contact your lawyer because
your
daughter does not get her nails done here.
Do you know Dr. Ronald Fox?
No, I do not.
Do you know a Ronald Fox?
Yes, I do.
Do you really? And who might that be? Ronald Fox.
My brother.
Your brother. Is that right? You know, the dog swallowed a nail, but you swallowed this hook and line and sinker.
I hate you.
Gina.
I hate you.
Hi, Gina.
I hate your guts.
Gina, this is Phil and Brent.
I hate your guts. I'm dying right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And your mama's here listening to you, too.
Is that the same mouth you kiss her with?
Oh, my God. I'm sitting here going, this is not impossible. My clients are sitting here looking at me with this, like, what is going on?
I'm thinking now there's five dead in Ohio.
Oh, my God. This is not even funny.
Oh, God.